Richland on FM 100.9, WRCO, FM Richland Center. This is Phil Nee saying happy trails.
Until we meet again.
We'll talk to you with some community conversation coming up on the morning show today. The news this hour is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New numbers out this morning on inflation. The Labor Department releasing the Consumer Price Index. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis takes a look.
In real terms, inflation is no longer surging. Typical family currently spending about $211 more a month versus a year ago. But it's when you look backwards to 2 years ago where you really see that difference. $605 more a month to 2 years ago. 3 years ago, you are still paying today about $1,000 more a month on the same goods and services.
The Senate this morning passing a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. A small group of Republicans arguing that the U.S. should focus on its own problems before sending any money overseas. Having failed the first time to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the House will again try today to get it done. Big snowstorm hitting the Northeast started as rain, but is now coming down as snow hard in New York City. Later it'll move up through Boston. This is ABC News. Unions representing more than 100,000 flight attendants are planning on picketing today, protesting for better pay and more flexible schedules. Here's ABC's Lana Moise.
In a joint statement, they're vowing to fight corporate greed, saying our time on the job must be compensated. We need flexibility and control of our lives. Legacy sexism that traditionally devalued our jobs must be stamped out and replaced with the true value of our work.
Demonstrations not expected to affect any flights today. Police in Columbia raiding a house and finding 5 tons of cocaine inside. It was supposed to go to the U.S., all of it, total value over $150 million. And a scrolling through Facebook suddenly sounds like this. That means you have the latest version of the app on your phone. The idea to make scrolling more engaging. If you think it's just annoying, you can shut it off by going into the app settings, finding media, and shutting it off at App Sounds. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469. Today's forecast calls for a high of 38, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy. A few clouds tonight and frosty and 25. Tomorrow, 44. And then possibly 2 to 3 inches of snow Wednesday night into Thursday. Right now in Richland Center, it is 32 degrees.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Rabbit's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is Wednesday, February 14th. Order early for best selection. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Welcome to our morning show, WRCO, WRCE. We're here to talk with our old buddy Chuck Keller, who's here to talk about, well, he's wearing a few hats today, but it's that time of year again for the Cazenovia Turkey Busters Fishery. How are you, Chuck?
Doing great, and I want to thank you, Vic Media, for allowing us the time to celebrate our 25th annual Cazenovia Turkey Buster Fishery.
25th. Were you there at the first one?
Yes.
Okay. So you're an experienced man coming in here to talk about it today.
Well, that's one way to describe it, and our organization. We've been doing this for 25 years, and it's about the same group of people. There's a lot of consistency, and it's just a great event.
Now, what about the ice on Lee Lake? Is that an issue?
Well, you know, in 25 years, we've seen just about every condition possible. And in there, we also had a global pandemic to deal with. But yeah, the ice is a concern. And members of our executive committee went out and checked out the lake Sunday. And they reported that the ice looks good. About 9 to 12 inches of ice everywhere they checked. When you're dealing with ice, it's never safe, all right? Anytime you go on a frozen body of water, it's never 100% safe. So you always have to be use precaution. They reported that the ice is solid, except for a couple areas. The Lee Lake in Cazenovia is a flowage. Water flows in, water flows out. So in areas where the water flows in, the warm water, it's not as safe. And right by the dam where the water flows out, not quite so safe. But other areas we found to be very good. So because of that, we are hosting our fishing tournament. And we were always going to have our raffles and things like that, but many organizations have had to close down the fishing side of it. And, you know, things could change between now and then, but we're pretty confident. There's one area underneath the bridge in Cazenovia that historically has always been kind of the last to freeze, so we're going to advise people not to go in that area. You know, some of our shoreline is riprapped rocks. You know, southern exposure, the sun hits the rocks, warms things up. You know, you just got to be careful. So we've got a plan in place where we're going to guide people, so to speak, not physically guide them, but give them advice. And so if you're familiar with our lake, a lot of people have been out pre-fishing. They already know these things. If you're new to the lake, stop by the fishery headquarters. You know, somebody from the Turkey Busters will give you some guidance on where to go and things to look out for.
I think it's supposed to be cold again the next couple of nights. We're supposed to get some snow. So I think you're going to be all right, Chuck, for Saturday.
Yeah, we're pretty confident. And like I said, safety is 100%. You know, we always consider that first. And we always, the least common denominator. You know, we have a lot of experienced fishing people out there. And then we have some people that come just to fish once a year with us. And just to make sure that we're taking everybody into consideration is huge for us. But yeah, it's a great event. And I've been out fishing with my son. A lot of other people have been out fishing it just to check, and the fishing's good this year.
I bet it is. So what are the categories for prizes?
Well, so thanks for asking. First prize, largest game fish, is $100. And there's some other fish in the lake other than game fish. You know, they call them rough fish. And one year we had somebody catch a really large rough fish through the ice, and that won it. And we thought, well, okay, we changed it to game fish. So the biggest game fish, $100. And then there's prizes by category, and that would be like the panfish categories. And then what we're known for is kids prizes. And, you know, it's really disguised in an adult activity. And any kid that comes and registers a fish, you know, there's a good chance they're going to receive some type of a prize. It's all about that next generation, you know, getting them going. So Lee Lake in Cazenovia is a huge numbers lake, a lot of panfish. And so there's a lot of kids prizes as well. So, yeah, how it works, it's pretty easy. Come to the lake. We officially start at 8 o'clock. If people get on the ice and start catching fish early, go ahead. You know, we'll be there at 8 o'clock to start registering them. You catch a fish that's a legal fish, and I'll explain legal and not legal a little bit later if you'll allow me.
Mm-hmm.
But so they bring it up to our fishery headquarters, and we have a partner in the Weston baseball team. So we have kids, older kids mentoring, you know, and young kids will bring it, adults will bring it, and they do just a great job. And it's a part of their community service, you know, and giving back to the community. So they register the fish. We have adult mentors that are there to supervise that. You just bring the fish up. They weigh it. You get to keep the fish, and then at 3 o'clock you come, and if you have the big fish, you get the prizes.
Ah, awesome! I'm guessing now that you've been around 25 years, some of the kids that won prizes in some of those early years, they're back and adults, and maybe bringing their own kids now, right?
Yes, they are, and that's what's just so neat to see. It's it's an excellent fishing tournament. We have trophy fish in there. Believe it or not, Lee Lake is a trophy walleye lake. And so there's a lot of large fish in there, a lot of small fish. And every year, people just come back year after year. It's, I don't know if we can use the word institutionalized anymore, but I will, because people reach out to us and say, hey, planning our vacations for next year. When is the fishery the same weekend? You know, they just want to know. Not a lot of stuff going on. You know, and this time of year, it's kind of in the doldrums, and gosh, it's just, it's a great fishing event, but it's also just a great social event for people to come out as well.
Yeah, the first vacation weekend of the year, perhaps, for some people, too, right?
Yes, it is. And so, it's fishing, it's social, and it's affordable. To get into the program, costs you $2. We haven't raised our rates in 25 years. And so you come, you buy a raffle ticket, which gets you in for the main prizes. You bring your fish up, you register them. But yeah, so it's $2 entry fee, and we haven't raised that in 25 years.
I'm guessing you have sponsors as a result. That's why you haven't raised, right?
Well.
Or how do you do it?
We're kind of a grassroots organic organization, I guess. We started over 30 years ago and never really planned to be all of this, turkey busters and things like that. But we've just grown, and people have supported us along the way. And so raffle tickets are the main way that we fundraise. And we try to keep things very affordable. Like I said, the main ticket, $2, book a three for $5. Haven't raised that in 25 years. It gives you 7 main prizes, a couple of shotguns, some really nice turkey decoys, some turkey blinds, and then there's always a cash option as well. Now, partners have helped to donate those things. And that's the main ticket. You do not need to be present. You can pre-buy those tickets. But then also the day of the celebration, the tournament, we have multiple door prizes. So you buy your main ticket, and there's 2 stubs. One goes in for the main prize, and then there's one that lists the prizes and has your number on it. And people who are there that day can write their name on the back of the ticket and put it in for door prizes. And we are so blessed to have so many businesses. And for me to try to name them all right now, I couldn't, because it would take too much time. But everybody, year after year, the businesses just support us, and it's just so amazing. And in fact, when we first started out, we kind of solicited. We went out and asked, and the support was so great that we've kind of stepped back from that. And people reach out to us, you know, hey, you know, they see a member, you know, we have life, 25-year-long relationships with many of these people. Hey, I got your stuff for you. Oh, okay. And so all sorts of door prizes, outdoor related, household related. There's just a genre for any person who wants to come in and have some fun.
Talk about fish and what's legal and what's not.
Oh, okay, great. Well, so we are in the fishing regulations. We're in Richland County, of course, and it's the only navigable lake. And if Marty Richards is listening, he'll laugh at me for the way I say that. But
it's Richland County's only lake, right?
Yeah. And so if you look at the general inland regulations, you can keep 2 northern pike, but they have to be at least 26 inches long. Bass, famous for bass, limit 5, 14 inches, of course. And the panfish are all lumped into one category, 25 inches, and that's your perch, your crappie, your bluegill. Now, walleye, like I said, Lee Lake is a trophy walleye lake. And the reason it is the Kaz Turkey Busters partners with other organizations to stock larger walleye into that lake. And so you can only keep 3 walleye, and they have to be at least 18 inches long. Now, another thing, there's trout in Lee Lake. And unfortunately, you can catch them, but it's an immediate release. So if you catch a trout, you can take a picture, but you have to put it back in the hole. So that's not a legal fish to register, and I just want to make sure everybody knows about that. If you catch a 17-inch walleye, you can't bring that up. You got to take a picture and put it back in the water immediately. And we have signs, we have information out there, but just so everybody knows, we want to make sure everybody's safe and legal out there.
Okay. Yeah. Lots of fish in Lee Lake. And I think that, I mean, it's always been, I went there with my dad. I have fond memories of fishing in Lee Lake as a little guy. And my sister and I, you know, on the farm, you didn't get very many vacations, mm-hmm. but you could go for a half day to Casanova and go fishing. We did that quite often. But over the years, you've stocked more and more. So that seems like there are more opportunities now than there used to be.
Yeah. You know, that's exactly right. We have basically 3 fundamentals. We're a conservation club. That's how we got our start. We're a community action club, civic club, and then we also mentor the next generation or the kids. So, you know, conservation, community, and kids. So anytime that we can do something that matches all 3, you know, that's just a win-win-win in our book. So our point of emphasis is the Casanova Park. So any money that we generate goes right back into the community. And you'll see evidence of that. In the summertime, there's a fishing pier, and there's some nice benches, the boat landing, the other docks and different things. Now, we don't do it ourselves. You know, we're kind of like an instigator, so to speak. You know, somebody has a really good idea, don't know how to start it out. They approach the village, of course, because you have to get their approval. And then a lot of times they'll come and see us. And, hey, we either know somebody, or we have some experience. You know, we have a lot of active members, and somebody has some experience, and we kind of organize and help. Sometimes they have resources, but they don't know how to do that, so they'll donate to us. And so a lot of the things that I just mentioned are in partnership with others. Summertime, baseball, softball, different things at the park. You know, Kaz Park is just, they have the Kaz Reds, you know, and a lot of Little League going on. So all of those types of things really support all of that.
And Weston uses it for baseball and softball as well.
Yes, they do. And they appreciate it to the point where they give back. And then, you know, they do something pretty unique as well. They have a 50-50 raffle. And so they get to fundraise at our event as well. And we've got some alumni that are pretty tall and have a pretty long wingspan, and they usually come back to our fishery and donate their service. So if somebody, and I don't know what the cost is, but if you pay so much, you get a wingspan. And Weston Baseball, they're very appreciative to the community for you know, supporting them, and we're appreciative because they're earning and they're learning and they're supporting their own way through.
Do you have other fundraisers during the year then, Chuck, for the fishery or for the Turkey Busters? This is kind of the big event then, huh?
This is it. And that's our budget, you know. And our goal is to give 100% back. In fact, members have to pay a fee or a dues every year to be a member. So we donate our time. We pay our money to serve our community.
That's awesome. Give us the times again on Saturday.
Sure. So it's Saturday, February 17th. It officially begins at 8 o'clock. That's when registration station headquarters come, buy your raffle tickets. You fish till 3 o'clock. Everything starts shutting down at 3 o'clock, and then there's a progression. We have our main raffle. We also have all sorts of side raffles and where people can buy more tickets. And when we talk about our businesses, the support we get, the high-end prizes we get, we're known for the excellent quality of our prizes. And so they do that. So, yeah, by 3:30, most everybody's, you know, going home. And we have concessions. We don't like making change. Most of us want to, well, anyway, so most everything's $2, $1.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so brat $2, hot dog $1, and you know, adult beverage is $2, sodas $1.
People can throw in more if they want.
Sure,
as well.
You know, but sure. You know, so really, a person can have a $5 bill, register for, get a brat and get a soda, and go home happy.
Where can you say that? I mean, that's cheap.
Well, I think in the 25 years we raised our prices one time. And we just had to.
For your food, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we're getting close now. It's we may have to do it in the future. But like I said, our budget is based on donations. And our main, we try to make everybody happy, everybody affordable. Those who can donate more or give more, you know, they can do it through the different raffle tickets and those types of things. If you want to know where to get them, you know, stop by the day of the event. And then, but some people, you know, busy, whatever, you know, a lot of sports going on right now. So Kaz Businesses, Salt Weedle Store, Ellaby's, Boston's Spa, Mompa's Pit Stop, you know, you can get them there. Hub City, Turbo's has always been a good place to buy them. Laval, there's Wegg's Bait Shop, Fishies. So there's a lot of different places you can buy them in advance. Any of the main prizes, you do not need to be there. Any of the door prizes, you know, you have to be present to win.
The title is the Kaz Turkey Busters. Give us a little history of the organization then. How does turkey fit in the title?
Well, that's how we began. Like I said, we're a conservation club and a group of people. Well, Wisconsin didn't have a turkey season when we were younger. And national organizations, the state of Wisconsin, helped to restock turkey. And it was right about the time of my formative years. And so we started, a group of us started hunting, and we found that if you had a small parcel of land, you may not be successful because turkeys wander, you know. And so we found out we had to go ask permission and do different things. So to honor the landowners that allowed us permission, we harvested birds and we saved them. And then Father's Day weekend, we started an event where people would come. It started out at a person's yard, actually, at a house, and then it grew big enough. We went to the Casanova Park, and so we'd cook turkey and share it with all the people and just made a big event out of it. And pretty soon, we just kept doing more and more, and the next thing you know, we became the Kaz Turkey Busters. And a few years later, we decided, hey, you know, maybe we can do more. And all a bunch of people, servant-led, you know, never want credit individually. They, you know, we're all proud of what we do, but it's always the turkey busters in general. It's never the individual.
You got a great community there, and I see it lots of times firsthand when I go to a Reds game in the summer. And win, lose, or draw, the Reds are the best draw in home talent baseball. I don't know if anybody gets a bigger crowd than they do. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's there's representative from the Reds.
Yep.
On Earth. And,
I bet.
And so it's just, if you're going to have a community, you have to invest in your community. And so we do what we can, you know, and there were people before us, you know, when I was, you know, growing up, younger years, there's always these people in our community that everybody looked up to because they were the driving force of keeping the community strong. And they had different organizations. Those kind of phased out. We phased in. You know, there'll be a time when we phase out, and there'll be something else that takes our place. But if you always keep regenerating, and you always keep that theme of your community is important. You know, believing in your community, believe in Kaz. You know, and that's just so important.
You'll be warming up the water for the Polar Plunge, which is right around the corner as well, Chuck.
Yeah, the week after us, and that's another great organization. And I'll let them tell their own story, but. It's not a competition. We work in partnership with them. Certain things that we can, infrastructure things that we can help with those. We sponsor people all the time, you know. So, yeah, just a great opportunity. So you have people coming, you know, on the 17th for our event, and then the following week you come for their event. And, yeah, just a great time in Northern Richland County.
It definitely is. Anything else you'd like to add about this weekend, Chuck?
I appreciate getting the word out. If people, you know, we're on the Facebook. That's our general way of getting things out. Marty Richards over at Greater Richland Tourism, they help spread the word out for us. You know, but if something happens, we'll make sure that we get the word out to let people. But, I think everything's going to be great. Oh, one thing I do want to mention is you cannot drive on the ice. You know, you don't think you have to say that, but some years you can. So we're asking people to leave their ATVs, UTVs home, park. If the parking's a little tight by us, you know, go up by the baseball diamond. We're going to open up parking up there. So anyway, make sure that you're not thinking about driving on the ice this time. It's going to be walking in, walking off, and that's just for the safety of everybody.
There was a state story this morning that I read. It was northern Wisconsin, but someone lost a really expensive ATV and all the fishing gear. Just the fish are enjoying it now, so got to be careful.
And if you're not sure, stop by the headquarters and ask. You know, somebody's going to be able to take you to a spot. Now, we won't tell you where to fish, you know, but we'll show you an area, and then you get to choose that. But, yeah, if we'll show you where the safe areas are and if there's some places that aren't. But safety is number one. And having a good time, being responsible, you know, respecting everybody. It's a fishing competition, but let's all have fun. You know, let's just have a good time and enjoy the outdoors, enjoy the beautiful Lee Lake.
You have a commemorative T-shirt, do you?
Well, yes, and we have one for you here today.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It's
look at that.
25th annual Casanova Turkey Buster. So it's 25 years. We wanted to make things a little bit special. So sprinkled out throughout the day, there's going to be some special surprises that you have to be there to find out about it. But we're going all out. And so Checkered Flag helps us each year, and so they help design this. Semi-collectible.
Looks nice.
Yeah. So
it's almost St. Patrick's colors there a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, it's our logo, and it's outdoor colors. There's going to be the forest green, or there's a gray, and it shows our logo with the flying turkey on it. And, so we appreciate you, and we want to give you that as a gift. And anybody, like I said, there's limited edition, so there's only a few of them. When they're gone, they're gone, so get there early.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm privileged to have one here in my possession. Mm-hmm. Looks like it might even be my size, too.
Yeah. Well, we may have done some research.
Chuck Keller, our guest. He wears lots of hats. He's going to come back and talk about his other part-time job with CISA. That's coming up on The Morning Show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
A funeral service plays an important role in our lives. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Funerals help us acknowledge that someone we love has died. It's a time to say goodbye. Funerals provide a support system for us and for our friends and family members and the community. And funerals allow us to reflect on the meaning of life and death. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has helped create meaningful funerals since 1889. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. Get free shipping all month long. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Can you imagine what it must be like to have nowhere to turn as a young teen? This happens when parents struggle with addiction, maybe incarcerated, or unable to care for their child. And it's devastating. HALO is the foundation of a family for children without one, surrounding them with support, meeting their basic needs, and helping them set and reach their goals. With your support, homeless youth are given a chance at a better life. Go to haloworldwide.org today.
Every year, 4.5 million young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 visit the ER.
It's every parent's nightmare.
Umergency gives you all the tools you need to quickly and effectively manage your family's emergency. Umergency provides instant access to vital resources customized to your student's campus and local community, digital consent form, and built-in urgent alert button. Umergency gives you peace of mind when you need it most. Download your Umergency app now.
Chuck Keller is in the studio with us. Today we switch gears and talk about CISA 3, his other job, hobby job, right? You've had quite success there, and boy, it's utilized by most of our area schools, isn't it?
Yes. I work at an organization called CISA, which is Cooperative Education Service Agency, and there's 12 of them throughout the state. And the one I work is CISA number 3, and it's based in Fenimore, and we have 31 schools in southwest Wisconsin. And the Richland County Schools, Vernon County Schools, Sauk County Schools of Weston and River Valley would be included in that. And basically what it is, it's a hub and spoke system. So Department of Public Instruction out of Madison has to get the word out to the schools. And instead of trying to disseminate it to 400 and however many schools there are, They do it regionally. And the same way with the Department of Workforce Development. And that's basically who I coordinate with is the Department of Workforce Development for the Youth Apprenticeship Program. And yeah, the Youth Apprenticeship Program is an amazing program, and the participation rates have just grown. They've skyrocketed in the last few years.
Yeah, it seemed to, and you have a lot of businesses that go along with this, and I know one of them that comes to mind is the mechanics side of it. Tell us about what goes on there behind the scenes.
Sure. So the Youth Apprenticeship Program is based by different areas, what are called career clusters or pathways. And so what we try to do is work with students who are interested in a certain pathway and match them up with employers. And from time to time, a lot of my schools are small in role. And so if you think about auto mechanics, to become an auto mechanic, you have to know hoist, you know, have how to put a car up on a hoist. A lot of our schools don't have them. And so how can a student become gain the knowledge or the passion if they can't do it? So area businesses decided, hey, you know what? We have hoists. So what happens if we bring students in and teach them the safety and the in partnership with the school districts? Don't get me wrong, but if the school district can offer it. And so we started a program locally here in Richland Center. Mark Philbeck has one. So on Wednesday nights, area students go to Mark's shop. Todd Knuth is one of his master certified technicians. He teaches curriculum that is the same exact curriculum that a student would have at their first year of Southwest Tech. And so the students learn, they get to explore, they get skills, and 3 college credits.
And that's amazing. Yeah. You know, even if they choose not to go into that field, what a wonderful thing for life skills, though, Chuck.
Oh, gosh. And so they explore, right? Mm-hmm. And within the industry, within the career clusters, there's many pathways that a person can explore. So they start out with this, and maybe they find their lifelong dream, and maybe they find out it wasn't a good fit, but they find out in high school. And so they still have a time to change, you know, and alter. But maybe there's something else within that. Maybe they want to be the parts, or maybe they want to go into sales, or maybe they want to go into the finance section, or maybe they want to do whatever it is. And so kids get to go in and explore and find out what their passion is. And then along the way, we help them with what's called related instruction. So if you're going to be in the industry, you need skill. And like I said, with what Mark and Spanky Fulton does that up at Sleepy Hollow and other businesses, we've got 6 sites in Southwest Wisconsin that do that for the auto academies.
What are some other areas like work to school and different things like that that you're involved in, Chuck?
Sure. Well, school to work is the term, you know, how things progress. And school to work or work release was basically kids could get out of school to work. But that's what they were doing. They were working. And they weren't preparing for necessarily always preparing for a career. So the school to work has kind of morphed into work-based learning programs, and that's the buzzword. And we feel the best one is the Youth Apprenticeship Program. And so the requirement for the program is the student has to work at least 450 hours in a calendar year, and that year starts June 1st, kind of coincides with the school year. And then they have to take 2 classes or 2 semesters of what we call related instruction, meaning students have in schools, they look at their career pathways, what they want to explore, and then they take classes within that pathway. So now you're gaining knowledge, you're gaining expertise, because if you're good at something, and you have skill, and you have passion, you're going to be successful. And so the kids that go through these programs with knowledge and with work experience, and they're committed. They know, you know, after they graduate high school, they know that this is something that's great for them, or they know, boy, you know, I thought it was, but once I got into it, maybe that's not for me. So then we say, okay, that's great. You know, that's not a failure. That's a win. And then we'd sit down with them and we said, well, what did you like about it? What was good? And then we try to find out what their passion is and what their skill level is, and we try to help them steer them into something that they are going to want to do.
Education has certainly changed. You know, when you and I were going through, it was four-year college or nothing, basically, you know, and how things have changed to get maybe better workforce. And I guess that's the whole goal. I mean, we hear these wanted ads all the time, people wanting workers, and maybe it's a better way, a quicker way to find the students and kind of put them in those roles, Chuck.
Well, the youth apprenticeship program is considered a talent acquisition strategy for employers.
Okay.
And so what happens is you bring a student in, and you got to understand they're young, you know, and they're not fully polished, but they're not fully polished either. And so you get an opportunity as an employer to bring a student in on a part-time basis and find out if they're a good fit for you. The student that gets to do the same thing. They get to see, hey, is this business a good fit for me? And the beautiful thing is when you match somebody who's passionate and somebody who thinks that organization is a great fit and the organization thinks that student's a great fit, when I work with kids, it's basically to graduation. I help transition them to what I call year 13 or the year after graduation from secondary school. We hand them off to an employer. And hopefully now that plan continues on, that employment plan. So there's a lot of tough-to-fill positions out there, and you have to grow your own. You know, we start with that core skills or those base skills, but then the employer takes over. Like in auto tech, what we talked about. Well, these kids are coming in. They're just starting. They're at the base, you know. So then it's up to whoever hires them to come up with a strategy on how best to educate them. Where should they be going? Is that a good fit for the employer and the student, the worker? Basically, we're looking for high skill, high wage, high demand careers. And we want to keep local talent local. And so we want to keep these kids, if it means going to a four-year school, you know, that's great. If it means going to a two-year, if it means going into the military, it means it goes directly into the world of work, the skilled trades, whatever it is. And we're just so blessed to be a part of this.
We had the opportunity to have a young intern this fall. In fact, he's continued to work for us, Michael Hernan. And that's been just a real excellent opportunity for us here at WRCO.
Yeah, Michael's a part of our program, and well, you can speak to it firsthand then, Phil. I mean, what have you seen? I mean,
well, it's amazing because he's just a very talented young man. In fact, I just need to get out of the way, I think. But the thing that impresses me the most is I think we've learned as much from him as he's learned from us. I mean, it's just been a great opportunity. I think our staff would back that up. All the time they're saying to me, when's Michael coming back? You know, so they want to see him around here. He adds some energy when he's in the building.
Yeah, and we see that all the time, you know, and I know we're on the radio, but I can see your smile on your face right now. It's just a good feeling to mentor the next generation. And so that's what this is all about. If you look at the return on investment, you know, right away with any new employee, but if you're able to gain that long term, you know, it's just a great feeling. And if for some reason it doesn't work out and you don't have a position for him moving forward, or, you know, he's decided to do something else, you still have that relationship. You know, mm-hmm. you have that bond with that person, and that never goes away.
Right. I think he's headed to Whitewater, if I'm not mistaken, next year. But, you know, yeah, hopefully we've got that line of communication where maybe we can pull him back to help us out once in a while, too.
So. And that happens all the time. And I have two of my children went through the youth apprenticeship program, so I totally believe it. I walk the walk, talk the talk, you know. But what we find, if students are going off to a 2 or 4 year post-secondary, then it turns into internships, it turns into summer work opportunities, it turns into come back and work over Christmas break types of situations. Our employers, once they get a hold of our students, they work with our students to maintain that. And it's all part of that strategy, keeping local talent local. My son, he worked all through high school with a local manufacturer, and they just kept them going through college. At college graduation time, you know, he and I talked about what his future was going to be, and I asked him if he was going to explore someplace else. He says, "No, Dad, I'm going to work for that company. I like them. They like me. You know, it's just a good fit." And yeah, he's finding that fit, you know, finding that passion, finding that joy. You know, life's a journey, and you have to find joy in the journey. And when I meet with large groups of students, I ask them, you know, do you want to be happy the rest of your life? Or, you know, and so what's going to make you happy? And explore that.
Your daughter, too, quite the story. In fact, she came here to job shadow a little bit, and she's gone on to do pretty well for herself.
Yeah, she got her start here, and she did the youth apprenticeship program in the Northwoods League, a couple of years up in Duluth and Eau Claire, because unfortunately Richland County doesn't have baseball. But now, yeah, so now she's working for the Minnesota Twins in communications, and she's doing great. And she was, what allowed her was the jump start, you know, starting early. And she had a passion, and she was able to be quite successful. In fact, when she was hired, she was, the Twins hired her, but it's Major League Baseball, you know, and she was the youngest employee in Major League Baseball when she was hired.
Oh, isn't that something? Mm-hmm. And she had worked through high school in the Northwoods League during that time, too.
Yeah, she worked through high school, did different internships through the college. She worked in college athletics as well, and was all a part of her career plan. And the biggest advice I can give to parents and students out there right now is have a plan. You know, have some courageous conversations, and listen to what's in your heart, and think about that. And just don't grab some career because you think it's going to impress somebody. And when I meet with kids, that's the first thing I always have to get by. It's like, okay, you're telling me something, but is that what you really believe, or are you telling me that as an adult, that you think I want to hear it? Have courageous conversations and find out what your career plan is. Within your school district, you have a school-based coordinator that's going to help you with that. You have a school counselor that's going to help you with that. You have a teacher that you trust. You know, talk to those people, and then you know, if it's a fit, then our team can come in and help.
I've talked to a few over the years, too, that unfortunately were discouraged by their parents when they said, I want to go and do this. And their parents told them, there's no money in that. You know, I mean, and that's unfortunate. Then later on in life, they kind of have regrets. Well, I should have maybe followed my heart, my passion.
Well, yeah, and that happened to, you know, us as well. But, you know, The thing I do guide, and maybe I do some of that as well, it's, you know, we're always looking for high skill, high demand, and high wage careers. We want people to be able to support themselves.
Right.
You know? And so if they're talking about something where maybe it isn't that, then we talk about, can you do that as a hobby?
Sure.
You know, and find a way to be in a high skill, high demand, high wage program, have a hobby, and then as a side, so to speak, and then grow your hobby into that business, and then get yourself to the point where you have a decision to make. Should I continue where I'm in a pathway that I like, or my hobby now, can I turn that into something? And we see that quite often. Kids these days are very entrepreneurial.
They are, and there are a lot of opportunities. Certainly, you know, sometimes we badmouth technology, but there are certainly a lot of opportunities there and jobs that weren't even possible even just a year or so ago, Chuck, it seems like.
Well, you make a great point there. We never talk about jobs anymore. We talk about pathways. Okay. With technology, with everything changing so fast, if somebody says, I want to be this, I'll say, oh, you want to be in healthcare. You want to be in the pathway. And so we get them exploring all the pathways, because who knows where they're going to end up. You know, this position that I'm in right now didn't exist when I was in high school. You know, so things change, you know.
Most definitely. We'll come back with a final word from Chuck Keller, CISA 3, here on WRCO's Morning Show.
Join us for a romantic evening at the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock this Wednesday as we celebrate Valentine's Day starting at 4 p.m. indulge in their exquisite menu featuring chimichurri steak, lobster and shrimp pasta, and blackened ahi tuna. Don't forget to save room for their decadent raspberry swirl cheesecake. All dinners include access to their super salad bar. For more information, visit their Facebook page or call 583-2625. Treat your special someone to a memorable dining experience at the Woods Bar and Grill.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Chuck Keller is our guest from CESA 3. Chuck, you work with, you mentioned the schools. Maybe you can give a shout out to some of the schools that you work with.
Well, sure. So we have 31 schools in our CESA, in our region, and I work with the northern half, so all of the local schools in your area. So like Ithaca, you know, of course, Richland Center, you know, Ithaca. Ithaca X is the number one school in Southwest Wisconsin for participation rates. And so Monica Kirshner over there, 47% of eligible students actually participate in this program. Statewide average is about 6.5.
My goodness.
Yeah. And because you have support of the school district, it's their program. It's not, all I do is facilitate. I mean, it's the you know, Sarah Pluckerman down in
Riverdale,
you know, Rhonda Scollin over in basketball, Heidi Radels, Sherry Greffunder down in River Valley, Andy Niemeyer up in Weston, you know, and the list just goes on and on. You know, they do some really great things, and without them, without those people and the teachers in the schools developing the skills, industry-recognized certifications, all those types of things. You know, you just had River Valley Lauren on yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. You know, they're doing a really creative thing inside of their school district, an advanced manufacturing lab that's going to create specialized training or specific training in advanced manufacturing, high-tech, and kids are going to go and receive this training, and they're going to work in industry, you know, learning the skills in this class and then applying them right in their schools, or excuse me, in the businesses. And that's going to be just a great thing, and we're just moving on with that.
And that's not just a River Valley thing, right?
No, not at all.
Shared by the area.
Yeah, just like I was talking about the auto tech, you know, the a lot of schools can't have high tech, you know. I mean, they have certain things, but not a... Yeah, and so to get them to that point where they can get into industry, explore, where they have this base skills, and then finish off their training, you know, post-secondary. So all of our area schools will be able to attend this down in River Valley. So that's something that the school districts will be pushing out through CESA's coordination. And I'd be amiss if I didn't speak about healthcare. The greater Richland area community has opened their arms to students in the healthcare. We're blessed that our participation rates in healthcare are some of the highest in the state. And it's because of places like Pine Valley, like Schmidt. There's places in Muscadet, in Spring Green, in all sorts of areas that open up their doors to our kids. And Southwest Tech does a great job of bringing the training to regionally instead of kids having to all go down to Fenimore. And so we partner with them, and so that's just great. Construction. We've seen a huge growth in construction. But, yeah, the manufacturing is where we really we're partnering with a group called SWAG, which is a manufacturing group. In fact, Glenn over here at Rockwell Automation is one of the leaders of that. And there's been a disconnect in trying to place youth at manufacturers because there's a concern about 18-year-old and things like that. But once we communicate to manufacturers that state statutes allows youth apprentices to do things at 16 and 17 that normally kids can't, and they work through their internal processes, they found that this is another gateway for employers to gain that high-skilled worker. So we just try to get high skills into the kids, find their passion, get them trained up so they don't wander after graduation for so many years and then decide what they want to do. They've got that figured out and they're going.
This is a rewarding career for you, too. I know you started out in the classroom, but, I mean, you've expanded that. You're doing something you're passionate about, Chuck.
Well, we talked earlier about maybe going into something that, yeah. I always wanted to be a teacher, but I was advised, you know, not to. And so I worked in industry for quite a few years. And when I got the chance, I graduated from Weston and kept my teaching license current for a lot of years. And finally got that opportunity to go back and teach at Weston. And that was a great moment. And while I was doing that, I started a school-to-work program because of my industry relationships and grew that, and CESA called me and asked me if I'd come down and do that through the youth apprenticeship program. That's a tough decision, you know.
I bet.
But in the end, I got to help more kids. I still got to help Weston kids, but then I got to help more kids. And right now, to give you an idea, when I first started, the year before I started, there was less than 100 students in this program. And this is my eighth year, and we're at about 550 right now.
That's good growth.
Yeah, and it's a privilege, not a right. I mean, it's an honors program, and we honor our students with cords, certificates. Like I said, about 6.5% of kids statewide do this program. So if you're doing this program, you're considered the best of the best.
That's awesome. Thanks for coming in and sharing the news today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Good luck with your fishery this weekend, too.
Oh, yes.
So, and now, do you take part? Do you try to catch a big fish?
Cast Turkey Busters, we have about 40 active members,
mm-hmm.
and we're all working that day.
Oh, you're working, okay.
Oh, yeah. We're working from 6 o'clock in the morning until we get done cleaning up, probably 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
So if you're going to catch one, you got to catch it on Friday or Sunday when you're not working then.
No, but we have people that catch fish, and then they'll donate a little to us so
okay.
we can have a fish fry.
Well, enjoy it, Chuck. Always good to see you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much.
You bet. Chuck Keller joining us from CESA 3 on The Morning Show.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day.
I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes 12 head of milking cows picked up from a retiring Greene County dairyman, 40 years of AI breeding, stall barn milk, and let outside daily. Plus, the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
Join us for a romantic evening at the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock this Wednesday as we celebrate Valentine's Day starting at 4 p.m. Indulge in their exquisite menu featuring chimichurri steak, lobster and shrimp pasta, and blackened ahi tuna. Don't forget to save room for their decadent raspberry swirl cheesecake. All dinners include access to their Super Salad Bar. For more information, visit their Facebook page or call 583-2625. Treat your special someone to a memorable dining experience at the Woods Bar and Grill.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank.